Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. This Friday, Opera Idaho will be premiering a special production of The Falling and the Rising, telling the story of a soldier who has been injured in the line of duty and her journey to finding new hope for the future. And we're lucky enough to have the lead for this performance joining us, Bridget Gann. Bridget, so nice to have you on the program.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, Bridget, I just gave a pretty quick description of the show, but can you talk to us a bit more about the premise of The Falling and the Rising?
Absolutely. So The Falling and the Rising is a beautiful, moving work by Zach Redler and Jerry Dye. It's a story about family and service and sacrifice. And my character, who is never actually given a name, just female soldier. She's a young mother, and she is stationed in Afghanistan. And at the beginning of the opera, we see her sending a video message to her daughter on the eve of her 13th birthday. And she goes on to tell her how she wishes she could be with her. This is a struggle for her because she does want to be of duty to her country, but she wants to share all these moments with her best friend, her daughter. Moments after she finishes this video message, the soldier is injured. There's a roadside attack. And for the remainder of the opera, we are suddenly drawn in to the soldier's subconscious as she is placed in a medically induced coma. And it is this period that makes up the bulk of the opera. So as I mentioned, Zach Redler and Jerry Dye, the composer and the librettist of this work, they actually conducted interviews at Walter Reed Medical Center with with soldiers and veterans. And the text is verbatim from these interviews. When the soldier is in her subconscious, she encounters four apparitions, if you will, soldiers, veterans. And to quote a line from the opera, each one of them guides her and awakens something new inside of her. Something that she learns, she gains perspective from their journeys of love, of loss, of personal struggle. And it really is a story about family and about how do you deal with grief. And it's giving voice to all of these stories from these remarkable veterans, the simple stories, the ones that you might not hear of on the news, how they deal with losing a loved one, how they deal with being away from their loved ones. So it really is a truly remarkable work.
What has it been like for you to take on a role such as this? Because, you know, we don't often see military portrayed in the opera, at least to this extent.
Yeah, for sure. It's been very emotional. I still recall when a colleague of mine introduced me to it, and I listened to a recording on YouTube, actually. Opera Memphis did the production a few years back, and I immediately was drawn in to both the text and the music. And I couldn't believe, even though I have not personally been in the Army, I couldn't believe how relatable and human the stories were. And of course, the central character that I'm portraying, she is a mother. I am a mother to an almost four-year-old little boy. So the the text that she sings, you know, it feels as if she could essentially be me. As I mentioned, these stories are so human and so relatable. And then what's really moving is at the end of the work, all of the characters come out and there's kind of an ultimatum, so to speak, where she says, look, what's happening here? Am I going to find my way out of this coma back to my little girl? And we are so blessed to actually have a chorus of real live veterans joining us. So that is absolutely remarkable to me. And in the production that I mentioned I saw, I just remember when those veterans came out, the tears just wouldn't stop flowing, hearing Zach Redler's powerful score and then seeing these real live veterans. And every time that I'm in rehearsal and we get to that moment, there's truly nothing like it that I've experienced as an artist. So it's been emotional and so rewarding.
And I'm curious, you know, do you feel that this opera really provides kind of a unique insight into the life of a soldier, just based on what you've told us really about this soldier that you portray?
Without a doubt. The four apparitions that I mentioned, I think each one of them introduces her to aspects of love and loss and how you would cope with that. Now, as I keep mentioning, this is universal. These soldiers that we put on a pedestal, and rightly so, are out risking their lives, sacrificing their lives in some cases. And we often hear those stories, right? But we all on a human level can relate to survivor's guilt. The very first character that my character encounters is a young soldier, female soldier as well. And she is still alive and is grappling with the fact that her men, four of her men, sacrificed their life for her. So survivor's guilt is something that the soldier is introduced to. And then the second character is kind of an angel in a sense, and he's trying to entice the soldier to fly and to jump with her in a big parachute. And it's a beautiful analogy for life and death. What is it like when you go to the other side? What are you actually going to experience? The third apparition is a retired colonel who is speaking to his wife who has passed. And he tells her, I just don't know how to do this anymore. I don't know how to live life without you. Even though I fought, you're the one who really deserves the honor and the glory because of the personal battles that you faced towards the end of your life. And then the fourth soldier is in a wheelchair and he's addressing a congregation, and he's telling them, you know, everybody keeps asking me, what's next for me? What am I going to do after I'm back and I'm injured? It's a whole new life. How do I move on after this type of injury? And this change in me is always going to be a part of me now. So these are stories that I really think relate to so many of us. And again, this opera gives a beautiful platform to be able to tell these stories. It's so human. It's often heartbreaking. And at times it's very funny because it's so human. These stories have moments of beautiful humor and are very, very touching.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this. I have to tell you, it's just been really moving just to hear you speak about this upcoming performance. So thank you for sharing with us today.
My absolute pleasure. I'm so looking forward to it. And if you can, please get a chance to come out and see it.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.